Hey, Chris Breslin here, Breslin at Media, and we're running another audio real quick about topics that we are finding are hot question items related to starting or growing a business. And we've got 7 hours of this stuff. We've recorded in 2023, we've recorded over 7 hours of business, startup, growth, marketing, contract, acquisition. That we've got 7 hours of free content in audio. It's all unscripted. Everything we do is unscripted. But we've got 7 hours for free. That is yours for the taking if you reach out. But this topic here in particular, we're breaking it down. We're creating a little funnel pages, landing pages, to start to build a little bit of a mailing list and a group of people that are interested in hearing about our services and hearing about our offerings and discounts and things like that. So that's what these are. These individual recordings are to get you some quick information that is important for you to know. Stuff that sometimes people won't tell you because everybody's busy trying to sell you something. This is the day and age of the sale, and you can ask a question, and while there may be one best answer, you're going to get 17 best answers purely based on the fact that 17 different people wanting to sell you something are all answering your question. So we are talking about building an online presence, getting online. And the first thing I want to tell you, use free and low-cost resources. First thing you should do to get online, unless you've got a pocket full of money, if you've just got money to burn, get you all of the bells and whistles and, you know, on a website, and don't get roped into a pay by the month kind of deal. I mean, yeah, there you may have to pay for hosting by the month or something like that, but your website, unless somebody's financing it for you, there is no you pay me $100 a month for the next 36 months. I mean, that's just not the way that you want to go, because at what point do you own it? So that's another conversation for another day. But if you want to, you know, go out there and find you somebody who's going to sell you a website for $1,000, pay them $1,000, get the information, and if they're going to host it, pay them for a year's worth of hosting, and then don't have to worry about it again for a year. So that's my take on that, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if you're looking to get online and you don't have a pocket full of money, you don't want to spend the money, maybe you don't even know what you need. Here's the facts. Start off with free and low cost, okay? So Facebook business page. And I did say business page. Don't go out there and create a personal profile. You got to have a Facebook business page. If you ever hope in running ads, which I don't subscribe to, there's too many flaws for my liking, too many unknowns, too many what ifs. And we can talk about that if you want to reach out. But if you ever hope to run ads, you need to have a Facebook business page, because it sets the foundation, the strength, the accuracy, the optimization of it is the foundation for the success in part of those ads. Okay, so you can reach a lot of people. Branding, advertising, you can reach a lot of people without ever spending a dime. By creating a Facebook business page, running it the way it's supposed to be run, and then creating a group posting strategy, a right Facebook group posting strategy, and reach tens of thousands of people every week. So that's all something that I would suggest. And if you want to talk about it, we can. It's a service we provide. Everything from the creation of the Facebook business page to the management of it, as well as developing a group profile And I'm not talking about marketplace, Facebook marketplace and garage sale ads. I mean, while those have a place in your portfolio of groups, that's not what I'm talking about as far as go out and get in five Facebook garage sale groups. That's not, or create a little ad that you have to take down every day because you're posting in Facebook marketplace against their terms. So I'm talking about something that you post and you can engage people with, and they'll reach out to you and about your business, et cetera, et cetera. So if you need any information about that stuff, let me know. Next thing I would suggest is a Google Business Profile page. It's a headache. It's a pain. Guys at Google on this particular part of the platform are very overworked, and it's geared to be run by AI and the algorithm more than live eyes, and so things happen. But if you will run it wisely and you can run it on the same kind of schedule as a Facebook business page that you're trying to run to the max, you can cross-post the content or use the same content to cross-post between the two, and it will serve you well. We have gotten, over the course of 10 years being in the top three on the map pack for our area, we have gotten probably hundreds, if not thousands, of leads from Google Business Profile. So that would be the second thing I would suggest. Make sure you know how to set it up. Pay attention to the fine line details of the setup of it, depending on the kind of business you have. And feel free to ask us if you get any questions. We've got two separate businesses. We have given out lots of advice over the course of time. We have dealt with suspensions on our own personal accounts. Just because you get caught in the algorithm, they change a policy or they want something else in a policy, and rather than reach out to you and ask you for it, they just tweak the algorithm, and the algorithm suspends everybody. And then, you know, you got to wait till a live human being will email you in a timely fashion because there is no other form of support. So, that being said, that is my second suggestion. Third suggestion is this, and this is just a real short bit of information. We can create a landing page. I mean, I have designed websites over the course of time, over the course of the years. I am not a website designer. I don't use any of the platforms that are currently out there. I'm not a WordPress fan. There are free alternatives out there that you can use. Most of them are really clunky and make the SEO difficult and make the navigation difficult. But again, at the expense of hundreds or thousands of dollars that you may not have at this point in time, I would certainly go with one of those beforehand. But I'm presenting you another option here. We do create some stand-up landing pages, single page, basic information. People can contact you by phone, by email, connect it to your Facebook page. Highly SEO ready. It's got the SEO info built into it. And it costs you next to nothing. Okay, so we can build them quick. The cost of that and a little bit of hosting and your domain name, you can be up and running in under $100 in 72 hours or less, definitely within a week. There are certain things that are beyond our control as far as how quick a thing goes online with a fresh domain, but within a week you can be up for under $100 or $200. And then worry about the bells and the whistles later. We have operated, and I don't own the business anymore, but I've still got a hand in the operation. We've run a window cleaning business on a basic website for over a decade, and that thing gets more compliments than, because it's clean and it's clear and it's straightforward and it's, people don't have to click this off and close this and navigate here and navigate there. It's straightforward, straight to the point, and we've got thousands of leads from it over the course of, I mean, you know, over 10 years. So And it's on page one of Google, so, and not any of the paid responses. So something to think about, and those three things, something we can definitely help you with if you want to talk about them, if you're looking for a solution, and if you just want to talk about it, feel free to reach out to me.